Merkel says the proclamation signed by Biden also continues travel restrictions on foreign nationals who've been present in the United Kingdom, Ireland, the Schengen area, Brazil, China, and Iran.
Under these restrictions, foreign nationals who have been present in any of these countries, including South Africa, within 14 days prior to travel to the United States will not be allowed entry. So this is not a measure imposed on South African citizens only. Rather, it's any non-US citizen who has been in any of these countries, including South Africa.
Merkel says Biden acted on the advice of his medical and scientific teams.
With the pandemic worsening and more contagious variants emerging throughout the world, this isn't the time to be lifting restrictions on international travel. The United States is also adding South Africa to the restricted list on the advice of our medical and COVID-19 teams in light of the contagious variant spreading in South Africa.
Merkel says the proclamation will be reviewed monthly.
It will be up to President Biden, based on his team's recommendations, to continue, modify, or terminate these restrictions. The proclamation does not restrict the ability of U.S. citizens or legal permanent residents of the United States to travel to the U.S., though as of today, all travelers to the United States must provide proof of a negative COVID-19 test to airlines prior to departure.
Merkel says the proclamation does allow for exceptions, with information to be posted soon on the website whitehouse.gov. This is Vicky Stark for Voice of America News in Cape Town.